So see, you always hear these entertainers and athletes and rappers say, see, I got to get my money. You know what I'm saying? It's my new hustle. You know what I'm saying? I would be on the street slinging drugs in jail, right? But they use their portrayal of black people, I'm talking about in the modern time, to justify their treatment of all of us. You understand what I'm saying? So now, today, in today's money, $6,500 a week from 1950, in today's money, that's like $3.5 million a year, which is about what they're paying these people today, right? Some more, some less. So now, black people are economically, politically, socially dead, right? What about spiritually? What about spiritually? And you know we be in church, singing, doing backflips, right? Running up and down the aisle, catching the Holy Ghost, right? And I know when I was in church, they did that. And some of y'all went to church and got scared and came to the mosque, right? Somebody caught the Holy Ghost right next to you, you were scared, right? Slob coming all out their mouth. Sister came, girl, whoo, she caught it today. They take her to the back, she all laid out, right? So now, how can we say that black people are spiritually dead when it seems as though we're the ones with the most spirit? But now, see, the spirit represents the spirit of God, right? So now, how can you be in church or in the mosque or in the synagogue and you see your brother and you talking about him behind his back, but you spiritually alive, right? Or you talking about a sister, girl, look at what she got on. She look crazy, right? But you're supposed to be spiritually alive. See, if we were spiritually alive, it would reflect in the way that we treated one another. But do we treat one another as though we're spiritually alive? Yes or no? No, we don't. You go in the hood, you see a brother with a platinum chain on, with a big white Jesus on the end, right? He's in the car with his boys, and let's roll on that fool. Let's roll on that fool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They roll up real slow. He's out the window with the gun. Plow, 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 plow. And it's a five-year-old on the porch getting shot, right? All he was doing was drinking Kool-Aid. They go back to the house, man, you said we shot that fool. He dropped this Kool-Aid up, man. Then he picks up the Jesus chain. Jesus, bless me to kill that fool. So now, how can you be spiritually alive? Jesus is not with that. You turn on the television, we're at the awards show, right? Butt naked on TV with a sticker over our nipple. And the first thing that comes out of our mouth, oh, I want to thank God. You're naked on television. And you want to thank God. It's, you know, you can't be both. I'm sorry. What about morally? Are we morally dead? I mean, are you? Who do we honor in the black community? You honor somebody that's been teaching in the schools for 30 years? No. You'll rob her, right? But if the bishop, y'all know who the bishop is, right? Don Juan. If bishop rolls up in the hood, he gets nothing but love, right? The man's a pimp. But the teacher gets no love. But the pimp gets what? Gets love. You see a nun feeding the poor. You knock her in the head, bam! What you doing feeding the hungry? What's wrong with you, right? But the stripper walks out the club. Oh, what's up? What's up? What's up? How can a brother be down, right? So the stripper gets love, but the nun or the virtuous sister, are you a virgin? The hell is wrong with you? Right? You look at it like you smell something, right? So now, morally, and I'm going to talk more about this later, but morally, black people are dead in all of these categories, right? So now, the question is, who is going to raise the dead? Is that right? Are we clear on who the dead are? We're clear on who the dead are. I may come back to the chalkboard. But let's move on. Now, see, the reason that we are the dead is because it's not by design. See, God doesn't make Negroes. God didn't make us Negroes. We were made Negroes when we were brought over here. There's a process to making a Negro. Are y'all with me? Now, let me write this down real quick. We're taught that the first boatload of black people were brought here in 1555, right? But the enemy says, well, no, the first group of black people were brought in here in 1619, not 1555, right? With John Hawkins, right? And the reason he says that is because there are 64 years of history that is not in the history books. Because it took 64 years to make a Negro. Y'all remember that show, The $64,000 Question? The question is, how long does it take to make a Negro? It takes 64 years. How did they make a Negro? How did they take us from being the great men and women in Africa that we were, that civilized Europe, and make us into what we are now? How did they make us into baby mamas? How did they make that? How did they make us into men that would have five children by five different women and won't get a job? How did he do that, right? There's a process into making a Negro. Are y'all with me?